Play those edible. It's definitely.
Because kids.
I used to eat
I've definitely eaten it before. I didn't know it was edible.
But
It's
made
chew proof.
edible. Yeah. It's made edible because kids eat it. And
Yeah.
if it wasn't edible, then. Well, no more
Actually,
kids.
that makes sense because I remember, like. People, I don't know if my mom ever did it, but I remember other people's moms making, like, homemade Play-Doh where you just, like, make the. You use coloring and you make some sort of. Sort of dough.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just take your microphones.
Right, everybody, ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's have your
We've got some.
Let's get let's have the presentation.
We've got a cool prototype.
It's pretty exciting. So, everything that we wanted it to be ergonomic and to be made out of rubber, very simple and easy to use.
Double curved.
Yeah, double curved, but also something that was going to jump out at people, something that would be different, separated from the other remotes out on the market. So I think if you put this in the palm of your hand, you'll see what a nice thing we have going here.
That is cool.
So basically, if you hold it like that, the one on your thumb, yeah,
mm-hmm.
the thumb button is the power button.
Mm-hmm.
Your index finger is channel up. Middle finger is channel down, ring finger is volume up, your pinky is volume down.
What's the big blue thing?
That's the lock button. It has a L on it, and then an M is a mute button. And then it also has.
That's a what button? M
for muting.
Oh, mute.
And also, there's a numeric keypad on the top, so you can key directly to the to the channel if you want. So it's really basic functionality as far as what keys are available, but we think it's very comfortable and very innovative. And it looks different.
That certainly does.
So all the, I mean, the important keys are right at your, you know, right at a convenient place for you to access them. So
which
you
is
don't.
Anti-RSI.
Yeah.
Mm.
It should be, and it's also conformable to the size of your hand. I mean, if that's too big, it's a rubber remote,
yeah.
So you can, you know.
Great.
Oh, it's
so
cute!
Is that what mesh with what you guys were hoping and for and expecting?
I have one thing about it. But it's a small thing, but it would mean we'd have to make a right handed one and a left handed one.
That's good thinking, yeah.
But I don't see why that's not possible.
If we build rocket ships, why can't we build left handed and right handed?
Yeah. They make left-handed scissors, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
I didn't think about that, but yeah.
But then you can learn to use your right hand. Like, I was just thinking if there's left-handers and right-handers in the family, what, do they have two remotes?
Yeah, no, I know people who have left-handed and right-handed people in the family, and they all use the computer, the same computer for the first family, and they have a mouse, and everybody's using right-handed.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be able to. I mean, it's only pressing buttons. You don't have to do anything, you know, extraordinary. I think everybody can press a button with their left and their right hand. So.
Imagine, are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Imagine doing it with your left hand. I don't think it's too.
Yeah, it's not.
But we can have both.
Yeah. Have them in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them more appealing.
But other than that, I mean, and that's you know, that's just something I think it's great. Yeah, great idea.
Do you think it says RR?
I think it does.
I think it's, well, if the RR motto is we bring fashion
to
electronics, I'd say that could be quite fashionable.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the black and yellow and blue plus red, which is sort of a fruit and vegetable. So that's our end of things.
Yeah, it's come up with what, you know, the thing that's what we were looking at doing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It all seems to be there. Well done.
And all playing around is.
Before we move on.
Yeah, I'm just. Do you want a button?
I need that. Okay. One thing I do need to do, we need to look at is costs.
The costs, does that make sense?
Plato was very cheap.
Well, yeah.
I don't last very long. Everybody will go like, "Oops, it's gone."
But it's edible.
Fell a fine wood on the feet.
That was the main criteria from the last meeting. It had to be chew proof.
Yeah. Right. Okay, now I think we'll do this.
Yeah.
I could do, you know, I can do this
Oh.
online, I could do it with you, but it's just easy enough to go through it with you. So, we're going for the kinetic power.
Yep.
And the electronics, we decided on it being just the simple, the easiest thing that's inside it. The case, we've gone for the double curved. And it's made out of rubber. The interface is push buttons. And button supplements, well, they're special colours, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, special colours.
Special form.
Special form, yeah, they're special form, they're in shapes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
special
these ones on the side are curved, kind of.
Yeah.
So.
They're made out of any special material? No, they're not. They're not made out of wood or titanium or rubber or anything, they're just simple.
Well, they're
rubber. The buttons
rubber.
Are rubber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, let's see if that comes within budget. And it does. That's going to cost. Yeah, that's going to cost €10.70 a unit to make. And our target was it had to come in at under
$12.50. Yeah.
So.
I'm actually making a better profit than we expected.
This is all very, very good. The bosses will be very pleased. Okay, let's just save this so I can email it to them.
So you saved, I think.
No, I want this. So I need my documents. Splendid. Okay. So that's me done with this. You just do that. So you can do what you were gonna do. Your evaluation.
Oh yeah. This is where we all get to write on the on the board. Right. Function. Okay.
Oh, I love the smell of that Play-Doh.
Mm.
I could smell it.
Okay, so evaluation. We're going to do it all together. So we're evaluating each criteria. I've got the criteria, and we have to do it on a scale of 1 to 7. 1 being true, so it's more like it fits the criteria, and 7 being as in it doesn't fit the criteria. And the criteria are. And I'll draw this up on the board. So we have a box. This is not true. And this is false. This is just like keep you informed. So 7's here, and 1's here, and then you've got in the middle. So the first criteria, do you all get what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, first criteria, look and feel. So does the remote look and feel fashionable to what we talked about? As it, is it color-wise and is it spongy? So what mark should we
give? I would give it a 7.
Yeah.
As if it's not?
Oh, sorry,
one. Oh, sorry,
one.
Yeah.
So
So I'll just write criteria. Second criteria, new technology. Have we implemented new technology? Is it a new
object? The kinetic thing, yeah.
That was our main technological innovation. Everything else is fairly simple, but the fact that we use the kinetic energy was
new. Also the
it's ergonomic.
Yeah,
but that's not a technological
a thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's another marketing thing.
Yeah.
So on the technical side of it,
it's about a
it's about
issue.
In the middle somewhere, maybe.
Criteria three is easy to use. I think it's
a I'd say it's. I'm not if you're left-handed. It's not. I would give it a. I would give it a two. Because it is more geared for right-handed people than left-handed people. But
if we make a right-handed and a left-handed,
if we're gonna have one left-handed and one right-handed, then I would give it a one. But
yeah.
I guess, but I
yeah.
Give it a two.
Okay. Criteria four is costs.
I mean, under budget. So
yeah.
That's a definite one. The buttons.
Like the amount of buttons, because people like
to
have
only the necessary buttons.
So it's a one.
Yeah.
Criteria six. RSI is a good guess. Yes.
Anti RSI.
It's one. And criteria seven was the last one. Does it get lost? Is it
it's
get
yellow.
Lost?
I don't think it's going to get lost.
Great easily.
No, but it is smallish.
It's not the kind of thing that's going to slip like between a couch cushion or something.
Yeah.
I mean
it's not fully like
no,
you
I
can't
mean,
say I mean it's not a one.
I mean you can still flush it down the toilet theoretically.
Yeah, I mean it's bigger than the average mobile, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can get lost.
The mobiles get lost all the time.
But yeah, two.
But then you ring them and you find them. So
okay.
So that's that. That's the evaluation. So I'd say yay.
Oh, it's
like
all systems go.
Like a number one
We can't fail.
We fitted all the criteria.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well done, Lisa.
So that's that one.
Okay. I think I just want to put in as project manager, a little bit of praise for everybody here, for how they've worked on it. You know, both individually and as a team. You know, everyone's come up with their own individual ideas in their own different departments, and then come together and worked in, you know, integrally, you know, at the right times. You know, especially you two. That's all, you know. Gone very, very well, and Pete, you know, there's been good communication going on.
Yeah, during our design, and there was some heated discussion, but we tried to keep it cool and
just go down to the corporate squash court and bash a few balls about.
We just had to squeeze our product a little bit.
Fantastic.
Now you guys have been a great team. I think we're the envy of all the other our teams.
I think so. I think we've come up with something new, something that hasn't been done before. We're not just rehashing an old design.
In four meetings.
Yeah.
From your design and your taste could be this quick.
You know, maybe this isn't a simulation. Maybe this is actually, so it's like
I think they're
Sony
trying to find
or
ideas
someone
for
like that.
Idea
they're just yeah. Well, 2 years time this will be on the market. Exactly that product, and we'll go, yeah, we designed that and no one will believe us.
So at this stage, I mean, is this the last meeting of the project? We don't have another one after it's gone
no, I think when this meeting's finished, like officially we'll get a questionnaire.
Oh really?
Put in. Or six.
Just start summarising now. You can reply to the same message.
I haven't got the message.
See somebody. Yeah. You just reply to that one.
So there's no way to like predict what our, because we had a, we originally had a, as far as our financial goals, we had a specific number for profits that we wanted. It was 50, no, 50 million.
Was it
55? I don't remember, but there's not a way to compute that. I mean, since we saved on the production cost, do we know how much we're making on profit?
It gets handed over to another department. What our project was to come up with the product, basically, like the and just basically is it, it can is it within budget when it comes to all the other things of how to sell it and you know the profits and all that. That's other departments. It's another team that actually work out the mate the.
But we have a vested interest there.
Oh yeah, it all goes in the profit sharing. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know, we've designed the product. We've got the prototype. It's within budget. It does everything that we wanted it to do. It's new. It's something that isn't out there already.
I think actually, and one advantage of this is that after the after this fad of fruit and vegetables passes, this will still be cool.
Mm.
You know, we're not, tying our cart to that horse.
Yeah, but this is very marketable in that it's something that's kind of new and looks a bit quirky for people who want that. It's hang on, I wrote it down here somewhere. I did it in one of my emails that I sent off. That you know, it's marketable in the sense that it's, whilst all these other remotes are actually do give you a pestis strain injury, our one does the complete opposite. You know, so that's something that's new, which is one of the criteria they asked us to come up with something new.
It makes watching TV healthy.
Yeah, and if you're not having a good time with the TV, you can throw it about. Yeah, you know? It's fine. It's kid proof.
Don't throw it at any of the ornaments and break them.
Well, you can break the ornaments, but you won't break that.
No.
Yeah. So, all in all, I think we've done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, everybody.
Yay.
You too.
Drinks are on the company.
Cool.
In the corporate bar that's next to the corporate swimming pool on the top floor that we've all just gained access to.
Glad to hear that.
That's it. Well, as far as I know.
We haven't got the 5 minute left thing yet.
No. Do you want to play Ask Spy?
I guess it's probably better that we wrap it up and have 5 minutes of sounds. Should we call it a day now?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're going to get asked to fill out another questionnaire. It's probably going to be the same as one we've done before. But I'm not the authority to say that it is. How does everyone feel about the technology that's being used in this? Sort of using the pens and writing on these special pads and all that.
I love it. I love it. I think it's cool. The wired up and the vibrating pen. It's cool. Being watched.
Your moment to shine.
Well.
As we said earlier, I've never seen that before. Yeah, something that the whiteboard.
Yeah.
thingy. I think that's great. But a pen with a camera on it, I don't think it's such a new thing. I mean, it's a, or in such a new idea. It would be different if it was sort of handwriting recognition stuff, but as it's not, it's literally that will come up on a computer screen as a picture file rather than actual text.
Mm.
Right, I think they do want to do handwriting recognition.
Yeah,
it's just the first step.
Mm.
I guess we should end this since we're off topic.
Yeah.
So.
Meeting adjourned.
Alright.
Okay.